Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Top of the 8 o'clock hour here in our nation's capital right here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock. We'll begin to switch gears here a little bit in the 8 o'clock hour, but we're taking your calls right now at 1-800-636-1067 on all things Washington Wizards. After the first two picks last night for the Wizards in the draft, they'll be on the clock again momentarily as the second round of the draft officially underway. We'll keep you up to speed on all of the top prospects flying off the board here on night two of the NBA draft. But I thought the Wizards did well for themselves on night one, landing Trey Johnson out of Texas at number 6 overall, and then landing Will Riley out of the University of Illinois at number 21 overall. Both of those cats, I think, you know, potentially could help expedite this rebuild for the Washington Wizards. I'm asking you this at 1-800-636-1067. After round one of the draft, how confident are you in this Washington Wizards rebuild? 1-800-636-1067. It could be a 1 through 10 number. It could be a you're indifferent about it. I'll kick things off for us here. I'm confident in the Wizards rebuild, but it's really not because of any specific move that they've made. I'm confident because of who's in charge of the rebuild, right? That's why I'm eager. That's why I'm excited to see how this thing ultimately plays out. And it's why I have confidence, as I was just alluding to, Mike Winger, Will Dawkins, Travis Schlenk, the Wizvengers, as I like to call them. I mean, they are some of the most respected basketball minds in all of the association. And for them to come together here in our nation's capital at a time of need, I might add, I think it's perfect. And when you look at all of the moves that they've made since getting here to D.C., been a bunch of shrewd moves that obviously give you confidence, it should give you confidence about what this organization has the potential to do moving forward. 1-800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in on your confidence level in the Wizards rebuild. You can tweet at me as well. It is at @NELL_BTP. Guy Commander Jigga tweets at me and says, "Why, I see Riley is 6'8 now at 18, but I can imagine he'll get even bigger." My goodness, I think that's an excellent point. I didn't even think about that. He's 18 years of age, right? I think doctors out there saying, my folks used to always get me with this because every time I go to the doctor in high school, he'd be like, you see, I'm getting taller. And my doctor would always, you know, my pediatrician would always tell me, easy down, partner. You're going to be growing as a male until I think it's, what, like 23, 22? Metal Chris, I'm not sure if you know better than I do, but when males stop growing?
I don't know. I hit my growth spurt when I was a freshman in high school. I know that. So I went up a full shoe size in 1 month, and my parents were like, "What, we're buying you new shoes again already? Like,
we just bought you
new shoes." Like, they were not happy, but it happened. I went up a full shoe size in 30 days.
I think we saw it happen with Bilal Coulibaly from year one to year two. He grew 1.5 inches, man, so it's very possible that Will Riley continues to get bigger, as Commander Jigga just alluded to. And I'm excited about him, man. And first and foremost, I love me some Trey Johnson. I think he's got big-time upside. But Will Riley is intriguing to me because I think his skill set right now is a little bit more versatile offensively than Trey Johnson's is. Obviously, he can't lace it from three. the way that Johnson can. But in terms of being a ball handler, a playmaker, creating shots for himself and others, like, he has every ability to do that. And it feels like right away that's going to be something he can come in and have success with. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. I want to switch gears, though, a little bit as we enter this 8 o'clock hour. Talk a little bit of football. Not X's and O's, but football-related topics. The Washington Commanders and their pursuit of RFK 2.0 has been one of the major talking points of this offseason. It's provided a lot of optimism for a lot of the older, you know, portion of the fan base, because you all have the nostalgia of, you know, going to the old RFK site with your parents or your grandparents and the shaking seats in the stadium, all of that. All of that is why people want to get back to the old RFK site. But as we found out over the past couple of days, really over the past week or so, getting back to RFK at this point, despite the sweetheart deal that the Commanders are putting on the table for DC, it is far from a foregone conclusion. Here's Eric Flack of WSA9. Earlier this afternoon, joined Grant and Danny. He had this to say about where things currently stand with RFK 2.0.
Well, I mean, no, I think that's a vague thing. And I was told that the issue would be dragging out into September, which is also not cool with the Commanders. The Commanders are saying that they need it done at the latest in August to meet all these deadlines. Now, I was told by one council member that, you know, I think there's that he's telling me that there's a possibility it drags out into September. But, you know, the idea that it drags all the way out into October seems a little bit unnecessary. And, you know, a lot of this seems unnecessary to a lot of people. But, you know, certainly one would think that once they get past the budget, they can focus on the stadium deal. And I think there's questions among council members just how serious this timeline is, the Commander. And I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just saying they are sorting this out in their own minds. How legitimate this idea that if they take a couple extra months to go through this deal, that it's going to cost, you know, opening dates and bids on Women's World Cup. And I know that it doesn't mean they think the Commanders are bluffing. I think council members just have not been convinced and just don't know for sure.
This is where I get frustrated. What more damn convincing does Josh Harris and the Commanders have to do here? They have put together the largest private investment in the history of D.C., yet the council members are undecided about whether or not they want to agree to the terms of the deal. This is a bunch of political BS. Call it what it is. It's political posturing. It's egos involved. And it's crap, first and foremost. But here's the thing. This is where I always say I differ from a lot of you out there in the fan base. D.C., point blank, like, let's divvy out the blame in the proper way here. D.C. needs to get his act together. Point blank. I know Muriel Bowser is motivated to get this done, and for her own reasons, right? Obviously, she wants to help out the district, but it's a legacy play for her as well. Is that the reason why her colleagues are trying to screw this up? Has Muriel Bowser ticked off all the members of the council to where they're like, psh, she tried to bring this to us at the last minute? Does she not respect us? It's so much political posturing that goes on with this conversation and whether or not this is going to ultimately go through or not. Bottom line is this for me. I think I've made it very clear, and I just did a moment ago, the district needs to get their act together. You have received the largest private investment ever. And when you look at it relative to the other stadium deals out there across the country, it's even better of a deal for the Commanders than maybe anyone can even fathom. It just is. They have done everything they possibly can to make this the best deal possible for the District of Columbia. And I'm trying to pull up the numbers here real quick. But I think it's something like they're footing 76% of the bill here. Like, that to me has always been my big point with this. It's like, what the hell is the city talking about? Like, the significant changes that were proposed to the $1.2 billion public funding proposal, like the five council members, you know, needed to weigh in, and they needed, I think it's seven votes needed to pass. But like the way that I continue to look at it is, man, don't screw this up for the district council members. Don't screw this up for the residents of D.C. Don't let the city miss out on this massive opportunity to really change the course of history in the District of Columbia, man. Think about what Nats Park did for the Navy Yard area in terms of revitalizing a community. This same opportunity is on the floor right now with the Washington Commanders. And I don't know what the holdup is at this point. And I get it, right? If you are making this type of, you know, massive investment, you want to get all the terms of the deal right. I get that. But at the end of the day, man, to me, if Josh Harris and company are going to foot 76% of the bill, I don't see why the city has anything to really complain about. 1-800-636-1067. I want to frame it this way, because I'll be real. The Commanders, I don't think they are, but they're trying to kiss the ass of the fan base. The Commanders shouldn't be afraid of closing the door on RFK 2.0. If the city is going to mess around and drag this thing out and hurt potential business opportunities for the franchise and for the city, then the hell with D.C. I don't care about getting back to RFK. You guys do. And I always say it. Y'all are living in this nostalgic time period. I say this all the time. You've changed significantly since the last time you went to RFK 2.0. All we should want is a new stadium. We're in the nation's capital, and we can't host the Final Four. We can't host WrestleMania. We can't host the college football playoff. We can't host the World Cup because we don't have a domed venue that's worth a damn here in the DMV. And if being at RFK means delaying a new stadium, I am out. Metal Chris, you can clip that off and send that to Lou DiPietro because I mean it. If being at RFK means delaying a new stadium, I am out on RFK 2.0. Are you, though? 1-800-636-1067. What matters more to fans out there? Getting back to RFK or having a new stadium, period? 1-800-636-1067. Edward is in Silver Spring, wants to chime in. What's going on?
Hey, Linnell, what's going on, man?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I enjoy listening to you on, you know, when you're on national radio and all that. I'm like, hey, man.
For sure, man. Oh, yeah, so you called in for sure. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you for sure.
All right, full disclosure, I'm against the move back to the RFK site. Okay. I feel we should stay in Prince George's, build a beautiful, brand new stadium there, you know, and make something of the site that we already own. It's already our property. You know, we don't have to do all this politics and all this stuff. So that's my position, full disclosure. Now, I wanted to ask you, when do you think the deadline is? When do you think is the final cutoff date? They've mentioned July, obviously, you know, but of course they can renegotiate this or that. At what date? What month?
I'm not going to sit here and pretend I know the hard deadline. I don't even think they know the deadline. This is why we're in the position that we're in right now. See, the one thing that I know that the Commanders have been very adamant about is if it isn't done by their deadline that they set, and I got to look up that exact date. If that deadline's not reached, it's going to cost the city and the Commanders a hell of a lot of money. The big thing and the big event that they're trying to get in on right now, is it the Women's World Cup, if I'm not mistaken, Edwin? Is that the big event?
And Linnell, they keep mentioning soccer and the World Cup.
Uh-huh.
The World Cup is never played on artificial turf. The World Cup, for men and women, I'm sure, they played on natural grass. So they keep talking about wanting to bring the World Cup, wanting to get the World Cup. If they make that stadium artificial turf...
I think it'll be a natural grass stadium. I think that'll be a non-negotiable, especially with all of the analytics dudes they got out there. And knowing the injury risks that come with that, I don't think there's any shot that they'll put artificial. Edwin, I'll say this, because I don't know for sure, and I ain't going to pretend like I do. Mm-hmm. That'd piss me the hell off if it was artificial turf.
It pisses me off. The idea that they'll make it a dome stadium, an indoor stadium, pisses me off. We are not an indoor team.
So here's the thing, Edwin, and this is where I think some fans miss the boat. It's got to be a domed stadium. I would like a retractable roof to give you options, but if you want to be able to host the Super Bowl, you got to have – you're in D.C., man. Think about the weather during the month of February in D.C. You that, never know. You don't want to have a Super Bowl get snowed out.
That's the thing, Renaud. I don't care about the Super Bowl.
Edwin, I will say this, and I'll let you go once I finish. You could say you don't care about the Super Bowl. It's a cash cow for the district.
They're worried about the wrong things. That's one of the issues. That's one of the things. The reasons I'm against this thing in D.C. They're worried about attacking Taylor Swift. They're worried about
it's money, Edwin. It's just money.
March Madness. Yeah, worry about the fans. That's who they should worry about. Worry about us being wanting to tailgate. Worry about us wanting to enjoy our team in the elements and watching a real football team. That's what they should worry about.
Appreciate the call as always, Edmund. Yeah, I mean, Edmund always brings it, chiming in, bringing good points. It's just tough for me. But like I said, D.C. needs to get his act together, and the Commanders shouldn't be afraid to shut the door on RFK 2.0. If being at RFK means delaying a new stadium and pushing that date back that's going to cost the team and the city money, I'm out. You can send me to D.C. You can send me to Maryland. You can send me to Virginia. I don't care. I want a new stadium. I'm tired of waiting. That dump that is Northwest Stadium has been sitting up since 1999. They are long overdue for a new stadium. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We're taking your calls on what matters more to you as a fan. Getting back to RFK or having a new stadium, period. We bring that up because of the potential friction that exists right now between the Commanders and the city council. There is a lot of doubt as to whether or not the Commanders and the council can meet the deadline that the two parties set. If they don't reach that deadline, it's going to cost the city and the Commanders, but really the city most importantly, a hell of a lot of money. What matters more to you, though? Getting back to RFK or having a new stadium, period? We'll take your calls on that next. This is The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Still rocking and rolling here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in the youngest in Charles and L. Willigan. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock tonight. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. I got emotional in the last segment, and I admit it. See, that's the difference between me and a lot of you out there. I'm a man first. When I mess up, I'll admit it. I was emotional. I was maybe irrational in that last segment, but it's because I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated. Y'all know how I felt about this from the very get-go. You all know about how I felt about this from the very get-go. To me, like, RFK 2.0 and getting back there, that's more of an older folks thing, man. I can really care less about where they play. I just want a brand new stadium. I just want a new stadium. Now, obviously, I get, because I'm a DMV resident and I work in D.C. I spend a lot of time in D.C. I'm a frequent user of Metro. I want the D.C. community to be in the best financial position possible. And I tell you all the time how much I take Metro. And what they've done with Metro, and it's no slight to the folks they have hired. It just is ridiculous, the premise of it. They took out transit police from Metro stations and replaced them with random civilians in an orange vest, toting a gun. How the hell am I supposed to feel safe riding the Metro, getting off 10, 11 o'clock at night sometimes, and my only protection on the lines is a civilian in a red penny, in an orange penny? That's because the D.C. Council and the city constantly defunding after-school programs, D.C. public schools as a whole, Metro, and then the police force. So the council members in the district have a sweetheart deal on the table right now from Josh Harris and company. They're willing to foot 76% of this new stadium cost. Footing 76% of the bill. When you compare that to the other stadium deals across the country, this Commanders deal not just is the it's the biggest private investment in the history of the city, right, the proposal, but if it actually happens, it may be the best stadium deal in Northern America when you think about what they're building and how much the ownership group is willing to pay for it. Yet these idiots in the damn D.C. Council can't get their act together. You all want to take your summer vacations and you want to take hour-long, two-hour-long lunch breaks. Get your ass to the table and go over the terms of the deal so we can get a new stadium. That's it. And I get how important it is to the fans. And that's why Josh Harris and company are playing it cool for real, if you ask me. Because if I was Josh Harris and company, I'm offering to foot 76% of the bill and you still complaining and moaning and groaning about stuff? Kiss my ass is what I would have told the district. But Josh Harris is better than me. This is why I want to take your calls. What is more important to you? Getting back to RFK or having a new Commander Stadium, period? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Al is in Hyattsville. Want to chime in. What's going on, Al? Al?
Hello?
What's going on, Al? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm good, brother. I'm good.
Good, good. I'm with you on the I want a new stadium. And the last caller that talked about, you know, he doesn't want a Super Bowl does not understand the financial ramifications of having a Super Bowl in your area. Yeah. We're talking multi-million, possibly billions of dollars being flooded through your area from small businesses to large businesses capitalized on and which is it's a one-day game, but it's like a whole week
right.
of
yes.
stuff.
Oh, you bet your ass it's a whole week. Yes, it is. I'm glad you put it that way.
And the idea of having it here or having it in the area is a boon for everybody who owns a business, who's has a small business or anything. That's just influxes of money and people and activity in your area. You want that. That's the whole goal. That's the whole deal. And the idea of having it in Washington back where it was originally the stadium, I grew up literally down the street from the stadium on Independence Avenue. I literally was a hop, skip, and a jump from the stadium. I used to go over there when we were kids. We used to ride our bikes over there, and they would allow us to watch the game from the tunnel. The police, they were cool. They were like, yeah, just sit here, don't go in there. And right. we would literally, it'd be a group of us, and we'd watch the game from the tunnel. That was an experience I will never, ever forget. I met Art Monk. I met Gary Clark. I met Brian Mitchell. I met all those guys. Joe Jacoby, they'd be coming out. We'd be there. They'd be hanging out, and they'd just high-five us or anything like that. It was the coolest thing. It will be great to be able to do that again.
Yeah.
That whole campus over there, the whole campus, it will be transformational. People would benefit. There will be job influxes. Of course, the construction guys will benefit. You know, all of the stadium, you know, guys getting hired there will benefit. It will be nice. But if you can't do it there, do it somewhere. I prefer we go in Maryland, right across from FedEx right now or whatever we're calling
Northwest.
It, Northwest Stadium. There is an empty plot that used to be Landover Mall. Remember Landover Mall?
Mm-hmm.
It was right there. It is vacant.
That's the thing about
completely vacant. Right
that's the thing about if they choose to rebuild over there. I think they gotta first of all, I'm blanking on what it's called, man. Where Golden Corral is at? Where Fridays is at?
Oh, you talking about the Largo Woodmore that area?
Yeah, that whole thing needs to be redone, revamped. Like, I did some work out there this past year hosting a live show out of Fridays, and, like, it it's not being used properly. When you think about how close proximity it is to the stadium, like, that should be a hub for people. People should be tailgating there. Like, it. I'm skeptical about going back to PG County. I am. I'll be real. I don't want to go back to PG.
I mean, it doesn't have to go back, but there are other areas. We got Anne Arundel County right there. We got other
National
areas.
Harbor, Calvary, man. I mean, to me, National by National Harbor is really where I would be. That would be my my dream spot, Al.
And that would be a killer move, because not only would you be there, you have the MGM right there.
Exactly. So boom.
You talking about
maybe they pay for some other stadium.
Exactly. That will be double. In fact, MGM might contribute because of that. Because, but hey, we can hope. Yeah, you're banking, because anything that's held at the stadium would benefit them at the casino.
For sure.
It would be a win-win.
Al, we appreciate you as always, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you're on the line, stay there. We'll get to you momentarily. What is more important to you? Getting back to RFK or having a new Commander Stadium, period? That's next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One 800 636 1067 is the number right here on 1067 The Fan. It's overtime. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock. I am the more and more convo we have about the stadium, and y'all should know how I get down when it comes to stadium talk. I don't like talking about it. I'll be real. I will peel the curtain back all the way, right? But we gotta talk about it because it's relevant and it's a part of what's going on right now, and it's a part of the details of this football team and what's important with this football team. DC's tripping, and I think anybody that feels otherwise is also tripping. I'm trying to put it in real life terms for you, man. I just think there's two sides to it. You make the argument that the council members are just trying to do their best due diligence to make sure that the city gets the best deal possible, or you can make the argument that they're just being stingy and selfish. And the crazy part about it, like I said earlier, they're willing to foot 76% of the bill. This is going to be the best stadium in North America. Basketball, football, hockey. They will have, when the stadium's completed, it should be the best in Northern America. And basically the city is getting it gifted to them. So, like I said earlier, when you compare the proposal to all the other stadium deals across the country, DC looks like a damn fool right now prolonging this thing. And I'm at the point now where I just want a new stadium. And if it's going to be delayed by a year, 2 years, because they can't get their act together talking about D.C., then I'm okay with it going back to Maryland. I'm okay with it going to Virginia. Just bring me the new stadium. How do you feel on it, though? 1-800-636-1067. What matters more to you? Getting back to RFK or hurrying the hell up and getting a new stadium, period? My brother Uptown Mo in D.C. wants to chime in. What's going on, Mo?
Hey, what's up, Big L?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
And the way you pose the question is an easy answer for a fan. For a fan that grew up with this nostalgia, is getting back to RFK, right? All the other things that you are proposing are the symptoms of a small city with big politics. This is all, it's always been this way. You
small
know what
city
mean?
With big politics. That's, you described D.C. perfectly.
Yeah, that's what it is. And so what we're discussing is they probably going to sell the land. You know that land up there by Boscow? Shout out to Boscow. Everybody who from PG County know what Boscow is. That land up there used to be a farm. So So they're probably going to sell the land to try to fit the bill for the stadium in the city. Okay. The economic ramifications are going to be tremendous. But however, let me ask you this, though. Mm-hmm. With the influx of gambling, with all of these things that they sold as pipe dreams for that was going to help boost the economy in the city and all this redevelopment, where's the money going? We've done had sports gambling, all types of things in
for
the
years,
city
yeah.
for years. Where's the money going? It can't be to develop new schools or whatever.
That ain't happening.
Yeah, so where's the money going? It's the transparency, it's the kickbacks, it's the dirty politics behind it.
Because
but
not,
don't
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I was gonna ask you a question because you're somebody that's older that's a little bit more tapped in with stuff. When you're a resident, and I'm a resident of Gaithersburg, Maryland in Montgomery County, but I don't get like a fiscal report from Montgomery County saying where all the tax revenue and stuff went each year. Does that happen in the district? Because I see what you're saying. It's like a lack of transparency. Like, we're telling you all these things, but my eyes are showing me otherwise. And I keep going back to the Metro joint, man. And I don't know, Mo, if you're hip to what I'm talking about. They took transit police. No, you don't. That's wow. As much as I be talking about Metro. Oh, my goodness. But no, man, as much as, you know, I ride the Metro and I normally do late night shows, I get off late. They done taken transit police out the stations and replaced them with just random Joes with an orange vest on. Like, how is, and I'm not saying I'm scary or worried or anything like that, but realistically speaking, like, damn. Like, how am I supposed to, as a resident, feel good about where my money's going if y'all defund everything every chance you get?
So, first of all, shout out to all the men and women who are sacrificing their lives, whether you are, you know, like, because that's a dangerous job, right? I know firsthand. But no, this is, and I'm going to leave you with this. Politics were invented for constituents to represent what it is that we the people say. At some point, it turned around to they are doing their own things and not worry about the people. We is the people, right? If we really want things to go our way, need to come together. I know it's hard. Everyone has their own ideas and agendas and ideologies. But need to come together and make sure that the people that we voted into office are actually doing the things that we're asking them to do. Right. So instead of worrying about their legacy, I know Muriel Bowser's doing whatever she needs to do. But as a fan, don't sully up my sports and football. I'm trying to see NCAA. I'm trying. Hey, dog, I'm going to tell you this. Mm-hmm. When the NBA All-Star game was in the city,
man, I was
20 years old when it happened.
Oh, so you was in your prime, Mo.
Hey, I'm telling you, dog, I want you to experience these things. I'm looking forward to the draft being here, and this is an event town, and we've been sleepy for a while because we haven't had good teams.
Right.
Bro, bring the stadium back to the city. Watch what happens.
Mo, and you know that I'm with it for those reasons, but at the end of the day, man, I want a new stadium, period. I got four wheels that work. I got a smart trip that taps everywhere. I'm getting to the new stadium one way or another, whether it's in D.C., Maryland, or Virginia. Mo, I appreciate you as always, man. We got to get to some other dudes. Enjoy the rest of your night, man. Hey, Mo, if you hear this, get to my DM. Whatever station you at, I got to come find you, man. I didn't even know Uptown Mo works for Metro. As much as I dog Metro out on the air, one of my favorite callers actually works for Metro. Ain't that something? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Paul is in D.C., wants to chime in. Paul, what's going on, brother?
Thank you. Hey, what's up, Nathan? How you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. How you doing? Before we get to the stadium, man, what'd you think of last night?
I loved it. I told you what the deal was. I said Ace Bailey or Trey Johnson.
Yeah,
I told
sure.
you.
Did you like the Will Riley pick?
I love the Will Riley pick because another big guard that can create and score, tremendous upside, and like I said yesterday, they're putting pieces together with veteran leadership now so that they can, you know, let those young people grow together and still learn how to win on the back end, right?
For sure.
So I think that when you look at the accumulation of talent that we're getting, it's really, really, really good. And I also want to address the young man that called out.
Yeah, I was going to give you the chance because, look, I know I'm going to let you go, but before you do, I'm going to come to bat for you too. You've been calling for years. I've heard you as when I was a listener. Hearing you as a caller. So that's the most low-hanging fruit that exists to say what he tried to get on the air and say. So the floor is yours.
Yeah. He tried to just know that my pops took the Wizards to the playoffs 4 years out of five, and you haven't done that since you left.
Yep.
So when he said he ain't win anything, he might not have won a championship, but he was the best winning coach that you guys ever had since Dick Monarch. All right? So let's leave it at that. Now, getting to your question with the RFK, I'm with you, bro. Either they're going to come up, you're not going to get a better deal than what you had.
Yep.
And basically, I've always told people I would hate to be an owner trying to work DC sports because it's too many politicians' hands in the bucket. You got the Congress, who the congressional people who always got something to say about our budget, about our money, and what's going on in our city. They're making you paint Black Lives Matter street down and stupid stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you got 435 people who can stop a deal at any given time. And that's before it gets to the Senate, right? And then, I mean, that was the whole reason for the name change because a senator from Wyoming had an issue with it, right?
Yeah.
And then you got the council who got another 12 people who can put their hands in the situation. And the thing about it is absolutely, the caller before me is absolutely, it's just politics. All these guys want their stuff done and on the backs of Josh Hurd's money. And it doesn't work that way. The man is giving you the best deal possible. It's going to be an influx of revenue for the city. And don't use that argument where football stadiums don't generate that. This is going to be a closed stadium.
I'm telling you.
So
yes.
It's going to be an enclosed stadium, and it may have a retractable roof. Maybe it won't. But still, the layouts that I've seen and the pictures that I've seen is going to be a beautiful stadium in the heart of the city where everybody's going to gravitate to. And guess what? It's going to bring World Cup. It's going to bring NCAA tournament. It's going to bring bigger sporting events, boxing events. Yep. Our boxing events are at DC Armory.
Think about this, right? They send in Tank and Lamont Roach out to Vegas. Imagine if we could host it here, Paul.
Right. Right.
Come on,
That's
man.
What I'm saying. So you get that stadium in the heart of DC, and it's going to be a revenue generator for the city. Stop with all the nonsense, all that other stuff. We got condominiums going up every single day in D.C. They got more than enough revenue-generating opportunities.
For sure.
Stop it.
Totally agree. No. Paul, I appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your night, brother.
1-800-636-1067.
Let's go to Jay in D.C. wants to chime in. What's going on, Jay?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, Jay? How you doing, brother?
That's kind of hard to follow up with these two gentlemen, but I'll give it my best shot.
let's take a stab at it.
All right, first off, I'm from Colorado. And when you heard about the Washington Redskins and RFK, it was a 25-year wait list, right?
To get season tickets?
To get season tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then they moved it up to FedEx, and what, it was a 25-minute wait list? I mean, that FedEx place up there in Maryland. God bless Maryland. I love the area. But that's the worst stadium experience in America. There is the worst football stadium. I've been to 15 of them.
Yeah.
Name one that is worse than that. You can even go to the Tennessee Titans stadium. At least it's close to downtown.
Yeah.
This is in the middle of nowhere. Perfect hell. I mean, the D.C. City Council, God bless them. It's the most mismanaged city council on the planet. All they would have to do is throw, what, three more photo radar tickets? I paid $400 last year.
Well, that sounds like you need to slow your ass down, Jay.
Well, I gotta do that too, but you know, they throw up two more speed cameras.
And you'll be able to foot the bill. Here's the thing, Jay,
you gotta get that Waze app that tells you where all the cameras are. That's
exactly
all I'm saying.
Exactly.
I do.
So
after maps.
Here's the other thing that I think is interesting with this. I just am wondering, like, the council members, I feel like, understand the position that Josh Harris and the ownership group are in. Because if you inject them with truth serum, they'll tell you, like, they want to go to RFK, one, because they want to help out the city. They want to build their legacy here in the DMV as well. But they know that's what the fans want. And they're in the first 2-3 years of owning this thing. It's been the honeymoon phase the entire time. They know that if they don't get back to RFK, fans are going to turn on them, whether it's fair or not.
100%. I mean, for me, when I moved out here, I negotiated season tickets out of my boss, right?
Okay.
And he laughed at my face because I was like, I want the entire season. They laughed at me because they knew nobody goes up there.
Yeah.
I thought I was getting a really good deal. And then it was game four that I was like, okay.
it's probably not what I thought it was. Yeah. All in all, so Jay, let me ask you this, Jay, to wrap things up. What's more important to you, though, getting to RFK or just getting a new stadium, period?
I mean, I would say location, 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 like any other business, because a location can provide like an aura. When you go to Baltimore, that's an experience.
Yes, it
is. Those Ravens, they tailgate. It's a good time. You go over there to RFK or a FedEx, it's like D.C. Everybody's all depressed. There's a gray cloud. Even the dogs are upset.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's just not a good experience.
Man, Jay said even the dogs are upset. Jay, I appreciate you as always. I've got to get to some other guys. But, man.
Yes.
Yeah, look, it's always interesting talking about this. Like I told you all, it's not my favorite thing in the world to talk about because it's a polarizing conversation and some people have their own agendas. And what have you, but at the end of the day, I think it's something that's polarizing that a lot of people out here care about. The question is this, that 1-800-636-1067, what is more important to you as a fan, getting back to RFK or having a new stadium, period? Jesse in D.C. wants to chime in. What's going on, Jesse?
Yes. Great show.
Appreciate you, man.
I agree with all your callers before me. And, I mean, I just don't understand. The only reason these guys are doing this is because they have the power. If they don't accept this sweet deal, it's going to set us back 30 years in Washington football sports. I drive past that building, that stadium, every Thursday on the way to my basketball game. It's a total eyesore. And it's been sitting like that for so long. And if they don't take this deal, it's probably going to sit another 20, 30 years. And, you know, I mean, you can't get a better deal. We had to pay for a national stadium.
So we just found out, and I sent the tweet to myself. Thank you for even bringing that up, Jesse. The Nat Stadium, I'm going to pull up the tweet to make sure I'm right on the info. I think it's really either got paid off this week or is within a month, 6 months of being paid off. So – That's why right. Nats fans, Jesse, get so upset because it's like, damn, the Lerner family's cheap and they got a stadium for free.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I did my homework and looked at the last five or six deals. This either matches or supersedes any deal that's been out there.
And not just in the city, Jesse, but in every professional sports stadium that's been built in North America, man.
So yeah.
The council's got to get their act together. I appreciate your call as always, man. 1-800-636-1067. That's where I think it really makes them look bad, talking about the D.C. City Council. Like, this ownership group has completely – like, you don't get deals like this. Like, that's the best way that I can put it. You simply do not get deals like this from – a bunch of billionaires that have money, that want to get richer. But here's what I've always said about this, and that's why I think Josh Harris and company just get it. I'm going to say when, because I want to be positive and speak it into existence. When the deal gets done and when all of the political warfare is wrapped up, Josh Harris and company have the chance to carve out a legacy that is going to last far longer than after Jaden Daniels throws his final touchdown pass. It's going to last far longer than after Frankie Louvu gets his final sack. They have a chance to revitalize an area that quite frankly needs it. And anybody out there that is in and out of D.C. on a regular basis, man, we love it because it's where we're from and it's where we spend our time at, and there's civic pride that comes along with it. D.C. is a damn mess. Financially, economically, like that's all of the problems that exist to me in the district can be solved with dollars. And this stadium is the best opportunity right now to get an influx of dollars really for a portion of the cost. This is like, and I'm trying to make like a real life comparison, man. Like, they have buy one, get one free, right? You buy one thing, you get another one for free. You get buy one, get half off. That's like looking at that and saying, well, I want buy one, get two things free. Like, it's just being greedy to me. You're getting thrown a bone by the Washington Commanders to mend a relationship that, quite frankly, should have never ended between the team and the district. But for the council members to act the way that they've acted throughout this process, it's frustrating for me. And I do give credit to D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, because say what you want about the job that she has done since she's been in office, this move right here really has the chance to have her carve out her legacy moving forward as well, too. It's something that's huge for this area. It's needed for this area. And it seems like right now, if I had to go off with just straight, pure gut feel, feels like a deal that's more likely to not happen than happen. And that says something. Because both parties, I would think, are motivated to get it done. It's just going to come down to dollars and cents at this point. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Still taking your calls, if you got any, on RFK 2.0. The city council and the Commanders are struggling to come up with a deal, and they're really right now in jeopardy of having that deadline that they set pass. And if that deadline passes, it's going to cost the city and the Commanders a hell of a lot of money. But something's got to get done here. What's more important to you, though, at 1-800-636-1067? Getting to RFK or having a new stadium, period? And I know what some of you all have said, and I hear everything about nostalgia and all of that. I think, first and foremost, it's a travesty that this area doesn't have a domed stadium, period, to be able to host these type of events. It stinks that, like, I don't know if it was last year that was a lot of hubbub made about it, or 2 years ago, Beyonce skipped Maryland and D.C. on her stadium tour because we didn't have a venue that can host her and her fans. Like, that's costing money. That's costing you money. It should exist here already. That's really my frustration with all of this. It's like, yeah, I get it. Right now, blaming the council members is the cool thing to do, and they deserve plenty of blame. But we should have been had a stadium here in D.C. to be able to host events like that. 1-800-636-1067. Final hour of power coming your way next. We're getting to the National Football League a little bit more coming up here in this 9 o'clock hour. Sam Brookhouse of Sumersports.com going to join us during this 9 o'clock hour. We'll also touch on the NBA draft a little bit more as well. The Wizards set to be on the clock in about six picks. Right now the Spurs are on the clock with the number 38 overall pick. The Wizards on the clock at number 43 by way of that trade they were able to, you know, configure last night, sending Walter Clayton Jr. to the Utah Jazz in exchange for the 43rd overall pick as well as two future seconds. So the Wizards on the clock coming up here momentarily. We'll bring you their pick here in this 9 o'clock hour, but we'll also bring you some winners and losers of the NBA draft. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.